So, we're talking about the black lion who's been spotted now. So, you know, the black lion is equivalent to nearly the same powers as a unicorn. The unicorn is one of the most amazingest mythological creatures that exists. And now, just as they walked up to this big, ginormous black lion, they saw Merlin, the oldest of the wizards, come out from behind him. And Merlin's a strange old man. He really is. With his long grey beard, which goes as long as his staff down to the floor, and now with his pet dragon that's hatched out of his egg. He gave some really words for thinking on about this black lion. He said, just because it's black, does it mean it's bad? And it just made them all pause. They didn't know what to make of it. So anyway, the big wizard with his staff, with his dragon head and his crystal ball and his big grey beard, and the little wizard with his green hat and his stars and his moons, was all thinking over this. But the one that didn't really spend much time thinking about it was a bit of the wizard with his elder staff. He just kind of thought, no, not really. To be black doesn't mean you're evil. To be white doesn't mean you're good. And he just answered Merlin straight, and Merlin just said, yes, alright. And Merlin just disappeared. Poof! In a puff of smoke. Just gone. Just like that. It was magic. So anyway, the four of the wizards that were left anyway, just gazing at this black, beautiful lion with its mane so fine and beautiful, decided to think, right, well, we don't want it to eat us for dinner, so we better go home and have our own dinner. And with the shopping list that we had, we might as well go back and cook some nice food. So they wandered back through the doorway, they closed it off. Zack decided to get out the bricks and the mortar and get the cement and build a brand new wall there so no one could go through that doorway again. So they came back across the bridge and across the fields, and they met up with another funny character, which we'll just have to tell you about a bit later, I think. Because there is something else we need to add. You know the way the tallest wizard likes to go ice skating? Well, they had a bit of a planning stall, which involved a bit of ice skating and a bit of camping.